AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are getting their first real blast of winter weather. A snowstorm is moving up the East Coast after dumping snow on Arkansas, North Carolina, Virginia, and Kentucky. Kentucky emergency official Buddy Rogers.
This snow is going to stick around for a little bit because we've got a bitter cold air front coming in just on Wednesday, and they're predicting maybe some double-digit below zeros, so maybe as low as 13 below zero.
Freezing rain fell as far south as Mississippi, where thousands of people lost power. Washington, D.C. got several inches of snow, and many federal government workers have been told to stay home. The snow is moving up the East Coast now. Philadelphia getting snow and may get 8 inches. New York may get 4. We don't know if the snow in West Virginia contributed to the train derailment about 30 miles from Charleston. A train carrying crude oil went off the tracks. At least one tanker went into the Kanawha River, and a nearby house caught fire. AP correspondent Jonathan Mitis says that environmental officials are there evaluating.
The Department of Environmental Protection has responded to this, and the Department of Health and Human Resources here, which deals more with water quality issues. They're kind of working together to deal with the environmental impacts.
Only one injury that we know of. President Obama's order that might spare as many as 5 million people from deportation back to their home countries is on hold. A federal judge is allowing a lawsuit by 26 states against the president's order to proceed. The White House says the Justice Department will appeal. At least 18 people on a packed carnival float in Haiti's capital have been electrocuted by a power line. Witnesses say some were instantly electrocuted when somebody used a pole or a stick to try to move the line. This is AP Radio News. They are partying in New Orleans today. It's the Mardi Gras celebration, and the early ratings are in for Saturday Night Live.
Drop the bass. That's the whole bass.
You could say TV viewers fell for this one hook, line, and sinker. The overnight Nielsens say the SNL 40th anniversary special was seen by 23.1 million viewers. That makes the show NBC's most watched primetime entertainment special since May of 2004. It is also the network's most watched primetime entertainment broadcast overall since May of 2004. That is, if you don't count shows that aired after NBC ran the Super Bowl. Even the pregame for the SNL special scored big. Nielsen says the one-hour red carpet special drew 11.1 million viewers. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Leslie Gore has died. Her 1960s hits included It's My Party and She's a Fool. She was 68 years old. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.